Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here to talk about hope. Hope is a one-syllable word that can be taken from many perspectives. Hope can drive people to act differently based on where they are. Hope changes people's lives and can also inspire action in the face of adversity, while also changing the world based on how you use it. Desmond Tutu once said, "Hope is being able to see that there is light despite of all the darkness." Hope is a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. In the darkness and light of the world, people hope for something better or something different. Most people will do anything to get what they want. The feeling of getting or doing something that you wanted to have or happen is good. You feel accomplished. I want you to imagine how much better this world would be if everyone hoped that every kid could go home to a warm and safe house with food on the table. If that people hoped that world hunger wasn't a thing. The world would be so much better, because that sense of hope would take effect and people would start to work towards that goal. They want to help people. Even in our local community, we could use some hope. In Trigg County, 2021 to 2022 school year, 53.8% of students were identified as economically disadvantaged, just on based off of qualifying for free or reduced price meals. The WAIS saw this disadvantage that students had and created a place where teens could go and get free clothing that were donated, which is the Barnstein Clothing Closet. I have and still promote the Barnstein Clothing Closet. I've seen a drastic change in kids going to the barn to get clothes. Last year, when it first opened, we only were getting 1 to 2 students every day. Now we're getting 9 to 10 students daily, along with multiple student volunteers. Many people come from different backgrounds. Some people are raised by both of their parents. Some people are raised by one. I, on the other hand, am being raised by my grandparents, and I am truly grateful for them. I haven't always lived with my grandparents. When I was born, I had many heart problems, and my right hip wasn't fully formed, which led to my dad to hate me more than he already did. I would go to family members' houses with bruises and different variations of burns. I had to feed myself and my younger siblings when they were born. When I lived with my parents, I hoped for a new life, to live with someone different. Many others hoped for me and my siblings to live with someone else, and they finally took action. When my parents went to jail, I was moved in with my grandparents, along with my siblings, which is where I've been ever since. I'm not the only one on this earth who's gone through something tragic, and I won't be the last. There are kids on this earth who are getting abused and not fed, yet no one will do anything, because they don't hope for people to have a different lifestyle. Most people only care about themselves. For some kids, the only food that they get is at school. So what do they eat over the summer? What do they eat over breaks? This is a regular daily... Do they just sit there and go hungry? This is a regular daily basis thing that happens to kids daily. So it's up to us to change it. We can make a difference just by hoping for others, because then our mindsets will change. We will want to make a difference, but nothing can change if people don't hope for something different. Hope is a mindset that is learned. American physiologist Charles Snyder has a hope theory. This hope theory has three parts to it. Goals. Having a goal is the cornerstone of hope. Goals can be big or small. You can have a goal to go to college or to begin practicing yoga. Agency. Agency is the ability to motivate to meet your goal. It involves believing that good things will come from your actions. Lastly, pathways. These are specific routes you develop to meet your goal. If your first pathway doesn't work, you problem solve to find a new pathway. High hope people understand the roadblocks are inevitable and that it might take several tries to reach your goals. If you have a positive goal, then you have a positive impact. If you have a negative goal, then you have a negative impact. High hope people tend to have higher levels of overall being. In one study, researchers looked at a high hope and well-being in a sample of nearly 13,000 participants. This team discovered that high hope participants reported the following: more positive emotions, a stronger sense of purpose and meaning, lower levels of depression, and less loneliness. In the same study of nearly 13,000 participants, researchers found that high levels of hope also made an impact on physical health. According to the findings, high hope people experienced the following: better physical health, reduced risk of all-cause mortality, fewer chronic illnesses, lower risk of cancer, and fewer sleep problems. Having more hope can also help you develop stronger relationships with others, In a 6-year study of 975 adolescents, Hope predicted future well-being, particularly in more important transition years, like going into high school. The researchers determined that hope is an important attribute that encourages positive youth development. In today's society, most people only care about themselves. Most people only hope for themselves because they are just lazy. Imagine how much better this world would be if we started to hope and think about others. People are able to make a difference in this world. It's just that people don't want to. So what are you going to do?